Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Matthew 4, verses 1 through 7 from the Message Bible. That's Matthew 4, 1 through 7 from the Message Bible. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Then left him, of course, in a state of extreme hunger. Since you are God's son, speak the word that will turn these stones into loaves of bread. Jesus answered by quoting Deuteronomy. It takes more than bread to stay alive. It takes a steady stream of words from God's mouth. For the second test, the devil took him to the holy city. He set him on top of the temple and said, since you are God's son, jump. The devil goaded him by quoting Psalms 91. He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't so much as stomp your toe on a stone. Jesus countered with another citation from Deuteronomy. Again, it's Matthew 4, 1 through 7 from the Message Bible. The devil was and is a mind manipulator, meaning he goes after the mind. The devil was and is a mind manipulator, meaning he goes after the mind. Every attack the devil has ever launched has been an attack on the mind, beginning in Genesis 3 when the serpent talked to Eve and manipulated her into eating from the tree that God had clearly told Adam not to eat from. And the Lord commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat from it, you will certainly die. Genesis 2, 16 through 17, NIV. Note, at the time of those two verses in Genesis 2, Eve had not yet been created. Eve had not yet been created as a helper for Adam. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. The Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. 22, NIV. Now, I don't know if that means there was some kind of miscommunication going on between husband and wife, because, you know, the Bible says that there's nothing new under the sun. So husband and wife having miscommunication is not something that just started yesterday. So this could have been a miscommunication. Now, I don't know if that means there was some kind of miscommunication going on between husband and wife, between Adam and Eve, that he forgot to tell his wife, God said, don't eat that. I don't know. Maybe he just forgot to tell her that God said, don't eat that. Nevertheless, the devil played the same little mind game he always plays, like a pro. Manipulating Eve into thinking with every masterful move of his tongue, thinking what he wanted her to think, until he got her to change her perspective. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eyes and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Genesis 3 and 6, NIV. As you can see, the devil clearly won that round. Hear me, I said that round. The devil clearly won that round. He got Eve to eat from the tree that God said was off limits. And she, in return, got Adam to eat, bringing strife into the garden, strife into their home. That's how strife comes in your home, when the devil between you and divides you. and have you doing something that God told you not to do. And so the devil is, at it again. And tonight's foundational text. But this time he targets an opponent that is so far out of his league. He targets Jesus. He had the nerve to target Jesus. Just after Jesus had been fasting, how wrong he was. But that's just like the devil. He attacks you when he thinks that you're weak, or maybe you're thirsty for something. You're thirsty for a relationship. You're thirsty for that promotion on your job. You're thirsty for what your neighbors have that you shouldn't be coveting. But anyway, the devil attacks when he sees a sign of weakness in you. And he looked at Jesus after he had been fasting for 40 days and for 40 nights, and he thought there was a perfect time to manipulate him. So he launched his attack. Oh, how wrong the devil was. As you can see from tonight's text, Jesus was still strong enough in his body, strong enough in his thinking, strong enough in the word of God. That's important. He was strong enough in his body, strong enough in his thinking, strong enough in the word of God to fight off the devil's temptation. Despite being hungry, Jesus would not be manipulated into doing something crazy to the holy city. He set him on top of the temple and said, "Since you are God's son, jump." The devil goaded him by quoting Psalms 91. He has placed you in the care of angels. They will catch you so that you won't so much as stump your toe on a stone. Matthew 4, verses 5 through 6 from the Message Bible. The realness of mental illness. Tonight's message is the realness of mental illness. Of course, as I said, Jesus didn't jump. Even though the devil did suggest it to him, he didn't jump. He was still strong enough in his body, strong enough in his thinking, strong enough in the word of God to fight off the devil. But my concern tonight is for those of you who are not strong enough in your body. My concern tonight is for those of you who are not strong enough in your body, strong enough in your thinking, strong enough in the word of God to fight off the devil. And so you're hearing voices. Some suggesting that you harm yourself. And so you're hearing voices. Some suggesting that you harm yourself, or even worse, commit suicide. This message is for you. Statistics show that 1 out of 4 individuals in this country form a mental illness. Statistics show that 1 out of 4 individuals in this country suffers from some form of mental illness. It comes down to this. Either you know someone struggling mentally, or you are the one struggling. Hear me. Either way, there's nothing to be ashamed of. Now, mental illness could be accurately defined as chemically imbalanced. It could be accurately defined as a chemical imbalance in a person's emotions, or a shift in how a person is feeling, or a shift in how a person is feeling, that if left unaddressed, untreated, could become more and more of a problem. When put like that, I hope the illness is the one illness we could all encounter in some form. When put like that, I hope you see that mental illness is the one illness that we can all encounter in some form. If we are not careful to stay aware of how we are really feeling with no filters added, if we are not careful to stay aware, that's so important. We must stay aware of how we're feeling, not just health-wise, not just physically, but mentally as well. Mental health matters as well. If we are not careful to stay aware of how we're really feeling with no filters added. So tonight on Political Fire, I ask you, how are you really feeling? Beloved, how are you really feeling? Someone who is laughing may be sad inside, and joy may end in sadness. Someone who is laughing may be sad inside. You never know. and joy may end in sadness. Proverbs 14 and 13. That's Proverbs 14 and 13 from the New Century Version. I often think of this scripture in connection with mental illness. I often think of this scripture in connection with mental illness, especially depression, and legendary comedian actor Robin Williams, who committed suicide a few years back. He made us laugh, and we just assumed that the laughter we saw in return coming from his countenance meant that he was happy and struggle-free. How wrong we were. How wrong we were. His wife, Susan, paints another picture altogether. She said in an interview, depression was one of, let's call it, 50 symptoms, and it was a small one. She said that it was a debilitating brain disease called diffuse Lewy body dementia, or DLB, that took hold of Robin and probably led him to commit suicide. Symptoms of the brain disease include fluctuations in one's mental status, hallucinations, and impairment of motor function. Again, the symptoms of the brain disease include fluctuations in one's mental status, hallucinations, and impairment of motor function. Robin's wife also said, and this is what I find most interesting, she said Robin was well aware he was losing his mind. Robin was well aware that he was losing his mind and tried to keep it together. And he tried to keep it together until he hit a breaking point in his last month. It was like the dam broke, she said. Isn't that just like us as human beings? Isn't that just like us as human beings, though, to try to hold things together until we just can't? Be honest, that's how we do. We try to hold things together on our own until we just can't. But, love, please don't wait until you reach your breaking point. But, love, please don't wait until you reach your breaking point. Don't let things progress that far along. Don't let things progress that far along before you say something, do something to help yourself. I really believe the reason many of us procrastinate when it comes to taking better care of our mental health is fear. Fear of what people will say. Fear of what people will think about us. Fear of how this must look to people and what it says about us. I really believe the reason many of us procrastinate when it comes to taking better care of our mental health is because of fear. That's why we procrastinate, because we can do better, but we fear. We fear what people would say. We have fear of what people would think about us, fear of how this must look to people and what it says about us. We're trying to save our image. When God told us a long time ago to just die, Paul said, I die daily for image to care about what people think and how this looks to them. We need to take care of ourselves better. Hear me tonight. Take care of yourself mentally better than what you've been doing. But we got fear of how this must look to people and what it says about us. Fear. And God wants me to remind somebody tonight, he's not giving you the spirit of fear. He's not even giving you the spirit of fear. 2 Timothy 1:7 from the New King James, because fear involves torment. That's why he has not given you the spirit of fear, because fear involves torment, according to 1 John 4:18, New King James. That's what mental illness really is. That's what mental illness really is. Mental illness is a silent torment. Mental illness is a silent torment and chain. The devil's trying to keep you fearful and trying to keep you ashamed. Somebody, don't let the devil get away with tormenting your mind just because you're afraid, just because you're ashamed. With so much going on in this world, that can negatively affect your mental health. With so much going on in this world, especially right now, that could affect your mental health negatively. You have every right to fight for what's yours. Hear me, you have every right to fight for what's yours. And in case you don't know what's yours, in 2 Timothy 1:7, God promised you power, love, and a sound mind. Somebody tonight, your mind is sound because that is a promise of God. And you do have power to overcome this. You can overcome this, whether it's a physical illness that has led you to a mental health situation or it's depression or whatever it is. Maybe you lost a loved one and it just totally shifted your feelings. Whatever it is, you have the power to overcome this. You have a sound mind. God promised it to you. And you have love all around you. I love you. Anyway, those are the three things that you have. Power, love, and a sound mind. And you have every right to fight and maintain what's yours. So beloved, if that means seeking professional help, hear me? Beloved, if that means seeking professional help from a therapist or a counselor, do so. Again, if that means seeking professional help from a therapist, again, there's nothing to be ashamed of. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Just recently in the news, Prince Harry stated he had been in therapy for 7 years dealing with the traumatic effect of his mother's death. Prince, everybody knows him. The Prince Harry. Was just recently in the news saying that he's been in therapy for 7 years dealing with the traumatic effect his mother's death had on him. His mother, Princess Diana, her death was traumatic on him. And he's been in therapy that whole time after her death, 7 years. So if he can be in therapy for 7 years, God knows him. What's wrong with you going to therapy? People know you, but not as many people know you as know him. He's well known, but still he can rise up and do what he needs to do. What he needs to do, and you can too. You can too. As I was saying, if Prince Harry could admit the effects his mother's death has had on him mentally and emotionally, and professional help with millions of eyes on him, what's your excuse? There is no excuse. Do what you need to do for you. If Prince Harry could do what he needed to do for himself with millions of eyes on him, you have no excuse. Do what you need to do for you. Because people will always find something to talk about, be it good or bad. If there's your excuse, you're afraid of people talking about you. You don't want people talking about you. You fear them talking about you. You can drop that excuse because people are going to find something to talk about, be it good or bad. But don't let the fear of them talking about you cost you your mental health. But don't let the fear of them talking about you cost you your mental health. You owe that to yourself. Don't let it cost you your mental health. Somebody like Prince Harry, you're struggling to cope with the death of a loved one. You thought by now you would be handling it better after all these years, but you're not. Every little thing sets you back or takes you back to a memory that is too painful for words. Every little thing sets you back or takes you back to a memory that is too painful for words. You cry a lot. Seek help. Somebody else, you have a long history of failed relationships, and it's really messing with your mind. Like, what's wrong with me? Got you questioning everything you thought you knew. A destructive pattern has formed, and you keep making the same mistake over and over and over again. Seek help. Seek help, whatever your issue is that has led to depression, led to hearing voices, hallucinating somebody. You simply don't feel like yourself. And the harder you try to get a grip on things, the more you can feel yourself slipping away. Seek help. There's nothing to be ashamed of. Again, there's nothing to be ashamed of. In tonight's foundational text, Jesus was able to combat the devil's attempt at one point to take his life by speaking the word of God. At one point, Jesus was able to combat the devil's attempt to take his life by speaking the word of God. Just imagine what would have happened if Jesus was not Jesus. Think with me. You know I like to make you think on prolific fire. Just imagine what would have happened if Jesus was not Jesus, but just some average pain yourself. It's the only way to end the bullying and be free. If Jesus was somebody else other than himself, the first suicide in the Bible could have begun with him. If Jesus was somebody else other than himself, the first suicide in the Bible could have begun with him. But thankfully, he was fluid in the word of God. But thankfully, he was fluid in the word of God. And every time the devil said something crazy, he said, "It is written," and started reciting from the book of Deuteronomy. Every time the devil said something crazy to Jesus, because Jesus was fluent in the word of God, he said, "It is written," and started reciting from the book of Deuteronomy. But love, you can have Jesus in a therapist. You can have Jesus in a therapist, too. You can have God in a counselor, too. As I always say, the supernatural and the natural work well together. As I always say, the supernatural and the natural work well together. Give it a try for yourself. Somebody, give it a try for yourself. For the sake of those that love you, give it a try. Seek help. Hold on to Jesus, but contact a therapist too. Balance it out. You got to know when to balance things. Don't be so spiritual that you don't know when you need natural help. And don't be so natural that you don't need spiritual help, because you do. Therapy and Christianity doesn't contradict itself. Therapy and Christianity doesn't contradict itself. Instead, what it does is one thing balances the other out. As I said, balance. What it does is one thing balances the other out. In other words, you could benefit majorly from both. Can't you see, beloved? You need something to combat the devil. You need something to combat the devil. And I'm not talking about pills, because for somebody, you're taking pills to try to deal with how you're feeling. Somebody else, you're turning to sex to try to deal with how you're feeling. I'm not talking about that, because that could easily lead to overdosing. That could easily lead to a sex addiction. We're not talking about that. But you need something. You do need something to combat the devil, who has made a serious play for your mind. Those mood swings, you know those mood swings you be having? They're not normal. I'm just saying. See, help. Stop trying to hold it together like Robin did. Stop trying to hold it together like Robin did. You know Robin Williams. I talked about him earlier in the message. Stop trying to hold it together like Robin did. Laughing and joking, making everything appear to be okay until the dam broke. Keep your head afloat. Somebody, keep your head afloat by getting and staying ahead of the issue as much as possible. What I love about Jesus is tonight's foundational text is how he prepared for the devil's attack. What I love about Jesus in tonight's foundational text is how he prepared for the devil's attack. How he prepared for the devil to tempt him. How he prepared for the mental attack. Using the one thing the devil thought would be to his advantage. Jesus prepared for the devil's mental attack against him by using the one thing the devil thought would be to his advantage. You see, the devil thought if he tempted, mentally attacked Jesus with all kind of crazy stuff, 40 nights of fasting, Jesus would fall for his temptation, for the stuff that he was pulling, like he did with Eve, like he got Eve to fall for his deception. But little did he know, fasting those 40 days and 40 nights out in the wilderness is actually what Jesus did to prepare for his attack. It's right there in tonight's foundational text. Next, Jesus was taken into the wild by the Spirit for the test. The devil was ready to give it. Jesus prepared for the test by fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Matthew 4, verses 1 through 3 from the Message Bible. The moral of the story is, somebody, you ready for the moral? The moral of the story, the message from tonight's message is this. Just like Jesus used a spiritual weapon, he used fasting. He used a spiritual weapon to prepare himself to combat the devil's test, his mental attack. He used fasting and he used the word of God. Just like he used spiritual weapons to prepare himself to combat the devil's test, his mental attack. You have some very important physical weapons you can use as well, starting with seeking help. Let me pray for you. Let's pray. Father God, touch every mind that is struggling, trying its best to cope. Torment is real. Touch and apply the blood of Jesus over every mind represented here tonight, that freedom, that deliverance, that wholeness, and healing will come. You do have a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, amen. Beloved, as I said, if Jesus had not been himself, it would have been the first suicide in the Bible, for the New Testament, that is. There was a suicide in the Old Testament prior to all of this. And you can and will make it through the mental challenges you're having right now, too. This concludes tonight's message. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, call or text 865-408-8690 or email prophetessstacy@prolificfire.com. However, if you're on the phone right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer need that's unrelated to this message on tonight, because you should have received that by faith already. If your prayer request is unrelated to the message tonight and it is a specific prayer need, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you after these last two announcements. Press 1 on your phone. You can press 1 right now, and after these last few announcements, I will be right with you. If you need this ministry's PayPal info or Cash App info, you can access Cash App. It's the dollar symbol, Prolific Fire. And Prolific has a capital P, and the Fire has a capital F. Prolific Fire written all together. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Property Safety, like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, check out prolificfire.com. There are many different things there. Check it out, prolificfire.com. Join us for Faith on the Line with Property Safety. It's a time of prayer and encouragement, happening every Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the same number that many of you called tonight. Thank you. 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then too. So call in. Then join me, yours truly, Prophet Stacy, back at night, nighttime and place when the message will be in sickness and in health. Stay with your spouse through sickness. To God be the glory. As I was saying, the Prince Harry could have been affected. His mother's death had had on him mentally and emotionally. As